But first, Michigan's colleges, universities, and students are scrambling to adjust their plans for fall after some new guidance came from the federal government yesterday about people who are here in the country on student visas. The Department of Homeland Security has made modifications to the Student and Exchange Visitor Program. Most universities and colleges have not been holding in-person classes or operations since spring because of COVID. We now know that the State Department does not intend to issue visas to students enrolled in schools or programs that aren't doing instruction in person for fall semester. Krista McCallum-Beatty is director of the Office for International Students and Scholars at Michigan State University in East Lansing. Krista, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much.
When news of this guidance came down, what was the immediate reaction from the students you know?
Our international students at Michigan State were very concerned about this. We have been waiting for the government to issue guidance on fall semester, and so students have been watching media sources for this information, and they reacted with a lot of questions and, frankly, a lot of confusion.
Can you give us a sense of the range of places that your students hail from?
Sure. The international student body at Michigan State is over 6,000 students and represents over 140 countries. Our top sending countries are China and India, South Korea, Taiwan, Canada, Iran, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, Turkey. But really, we have a very global, diverse international student community at State.
Yeah. Do you have a gut reaction at this point on whether this guidance that's been issued will mean that some will have to leave the country?
I think when looking at this guidance, I think it's important to pay attention to the first section that divides institutions into three different categories depending on their plan for fall semester. At Michigan State, we fall into what they're calling the hybrid model because we will be offering in-person classes as well as online classes. And so this guidance affects students differently depending on their school. For schools unlike Michigan State that are fully online, the way it's looking now, their international students are going to have to depart the U.S. However, at Michigan State, our international students will be able to stay here and enroll in classes. They will have to take at least some in-person courses, but it looks like they will have more flexibility than usual in terms of the number of online courses they can count towards maintaining their immigration status.
One question I had on reading what DHS issued is whether or not intention is going to matter very much. Right now, schools like MSU have intention of going forward on a hybrid model. But let's say Michigan experiences another surge in August. If the governor brings the state back into a form of lockdown, is that going to make any difference in how DHS is calculating who's in compliance and who's not?
That's one of the big questions about this guidance. One of the challenges is when the government issues something like this, it raises a lot of questions, and then we wait for further clarification from the government, and that's one of the areas we need further clarification.
Do you have many students waiting to get into the country right now?
That's a good question. We've been trying to contact as many students as possible to find out where they are this summer and what their plans are for fall. We were able to reach out to students before the end of spring semester and estimate that between 60 and 70% of our current students actually remained either in East Lansing, the greater Michigan area, or some of them went to stay with friends or family members in other states, but they remained in the U.S. What students are doing over the summer is a little harder to wrap our hands around. And then, of course, we have a great class of incoming international students hoping to start at Michigan State or planning to start at Michigan State this fall. Those students face several obstacles to getting here. First of all, the U.S. embassies and consulates abroad remain closed to student visa applications, so students are unable to apply for a visa to enter the U.S. And then, as you know, many countries face restrictions on entering the U.S. because of the pandemic. So there are lots of challenges for our international students right now.
What might the options be for anyone who had intended to, who was enrolled and had intended to come, but can't get the visa issues worked out?
Well, students are still going to be able to continue to pursue their degree at Michigan State through online courses. I've been just so impressed by our faculty and our academic programs that are reaching out to us asking, you know, as we make these decisions about our classes for fall semester, what do we need to keep in mind so that we can continue to support our international students and help them achieve their dreams of graduating from Michigan State? So I think there are going to be options for students who cannot get here in terms of completing their degree. Some of the immigration options may go away because if they're not in the U.S., it may be harder for them to maintain their immigration status. Mm-hmm. But they certainly will be able to complete their degree in most cases that I'm aware of.
I mean, is that going to be satisfactory for all of them?
I think it depends on the student. I mean, I can't speak for 6,000 plus students. I know many of them have their hearts set on graduating from Michigan State and then staying and getting some practical education by completing internships or volunteering or working in this country for a while. And depending on their unique situation, that may be a little harder to do now.
I know that the federal government is going to publish this guidance as part of a temporary final rule, to use the bureaucratic term of art. Do you think that that's going to give the clarity that the university needs?
We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Krista, I know that as we're having this conversation, you've just come from a meeting with some of the students who are enrolled. What kinds of things were they saying about where they are in this moment?
They're looking for clarity and guidance. Our international students really, they come here after years and years of preparation. They're often the best and brightest in their family, and their extended family is pooling their resources to get their student here. So they really want to be successful. They really want to follow the immigration laws. And they're just looking for answers about, okay, what do I need to do to maintain my immigration status and continue to progress towards completing my degree here at MSU? And they're also looking for support from the university. And again, I think our faculty are very willing to support our students and work with them. President Stanley certainly is very supportive of our international student population as well. So that's what the students are looking for. It's how can I continue to pursue my dream of graduating from Michigan State?
I can only imagine what it's like trying to maintain the program that you run right now, not just with all the policy questions facing us, but with the coronavirus still very much in play. Do you have concerns about long-term effects on enrollment from places overseas?
I think the pandemic is going to change international education in ways yet to be seen. But the U.S. will continue to be a destination of choice for students from around the world. We've been a leader in global education for decades and will continue to be so. Schools like Michigan State have a great reputation globally. We provide a solid education, and that's not going to change. How we deliver that education may change post-pandemic, but that's yet to be seen.
I think it's not always obvious to those who don't run in academic circles how global the entire academic community is, too. I mean, people go to conferences, they do research projects with people in other parts of the world, and I imagine that the entire system is going through some pretty serious disruptions.
I think so. I think in my office, certainly for me personally, I'm learning a ton from my students on how to operate in a virtual world. You mentioned the meeting I just came with from, it was with a whole bunch of our outstanding student leaders. I think we had people calling in from 5 different countries and 7 and 6 different time zones. And they're very comfortable in that environment. And I'm learning so much from the students right now. So it's reinforcing what you're just saying. Higher education has been a global endeavor for years. And I think we're learning that more and more every day.
Krista McCallum-Beatty directs the Office for International Students and Scholars at Michigan State. Krista, thank you for your time.
Thank you.